The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for February is Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. Rabbi Schneider representing the Messianic stream of Christian thinking. You can hear his program weekday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30. Recently, Rabbi Schneider was looking at some specific Jewish implications of baptism.
Let's begin by reading the fourth verse in Romans 6. Paul says, "Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of God the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." So I want to just think about this theological construct in relationship to Christian baptism.
Mm-hmm.
When we get baptized into Messiah, into Christ, what we are being baptized into is both his death and his resurrection. And in being baptized into his death, what this means is that our old life has passed away. We go under the water, symbolizing that our old life is gone. We come out of the water, a brand new creation. And what this means is that if we understand that we are truly brand new creations, we're not going to live the way we used to live before we came to Christ, we were baptized. We're not going to think the same. Everything in our life is going to change. There's going to be a radical change in our life that is a reflection of this new relationship we have with God, which is illustrated and symbolized by Christian baptism. And many of our listeners today know this. But what I want to do now, Dustin, is bring our listeners back to some of the Jewish roots of Christian baptism. You and I have been to Israel together many times, and you know that in Israel, they would actually build the baptismal tank that they call a mikveh before they would actually build a synagogue.
Right. There's actually remnants of mikvahs that you can see in Israel still today. It shows the importance of baptism in the Jewish faith.
Yeah. In fact, Dustin, as you know, before a Jewish woman gets married, she'll go to the mikvah. She'll go under the water. Why? It symbolizes that her old life and her status has passed away. She comes out of the water, no longer a single woman, under the authority of her earthly father, but she comes out of the water now as someone that's being united to her husband, who will now become the covering or head of her life.
You're telling me that there was symbols of baptism before Jesus was baptizing people. There's symbols of baptism in just daily rituals with marriage.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Before we have Christian baptism, think about in Israel when Yeshua appeared on the scene, they were coming to the rivers of the Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. It was a baptism of repentance, but it wasn't Christian baptism. They weren't being baptized into the death and resurrection of Yeshua of Nazareth. They were coming because baptism represented a cleansing. They were turning away from their sin, and they were repenting. They were going to lead a different type of life. But we're on this topic right now because we just had got done discussing in Romans chapter 5 and chapter 6 how that because we've come into this new relationship with Jesus and that we've received the free gift of righteousness, it doesn't give us an excuse that we can continue to sin because we know that our sin is covered by grace. And the point is that if we truly are in communion with the Lord, we're not going to desire to sin because we understand deep in our center that that old life, when we did our own thing, went our own way, indulged in the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, that life has been buried, and we've come out of that water now as a new creation, even as that ancient Jewish bride, and even still today, goes into the mikveh, her old life being under the authority of her father has passed away, and now she's coming out from that mikveh in a completely different status. She's now united to her husband, and under his authority, it's a brand new lifestyle.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month for February is Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. Hear it weekday mornings at 6:30 and Sunday mornings at 6:30 here on KCIS.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.